You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Wisdom of the Ancients. Welcome back if you were here with us earlier today. And if you're joining us for the first time today, welcome. So happy that you're here. We have got a show for you today. I'm your host, Ian Shelley, and I'm so happy. Thank you so much for joining us. This Wisdom of the Ancients series is about ancient wisdom. It's about what was once known, what was once remembered but maybe now forgotten, ancient practices, knowledge, and wisdom that wants to come through to us again, not only from our own planet, but from other worlds, galaxies, dimensions, and all beings in all realms. Ancient also means remembering our own core, our own true self, the greatest version of ourselves that we can be, our higher self. So the theme for this series is Vessels of Love, Light, and Service. May we all be open to receive any messages the divine has for us today so that we become a true offering and we do our part to help raise the collective consciousness of all beings in all realms. And now we call on the ancient ones to support us today, to open our hearts. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Laurie Ladd is an ascension guide and channeler for star beings and the Lemurians. She accesses the multidimensional portals within Mount Shasta, including the Lemurian city of Telos, to activate the remembrance of your soul's path and reconnect you to your Lemurian and star family. She is a teacher on ascension, multidimensional living, and transitioning into the fifth dimension through her direct channel communication with the Lemurian and star beings, as well as her powerful guided journeys. Laurie assists in the remembrance of your soul's purpose, activating the innate gifts within you, experiencing your multidimensional self, and receiving guidance on your soul's path. Today, Laurie lives in Mount Shasta and dedicates her life to assisting humanity in this planetary shift. And if you were on Facebook earlier today, you would see where Laurie was sitting, meditating, with beautiful, beautiful Mount Shasta right there. You could just feel the power and the presence. It was so beautiful to see that. Laurie's greatest prayer is that you remember who you are and why you are here. Laurie is honored to be walking side by side with all of you, and she's humbled to be able to introduce Telos to the world. So welcome, Laurie. Welcome to our show.
Thank you, Ian. It feels so amazing and just so powerful right now to be on this call. And I just want to thank you for bringing all of us together in this series and sharing all of this potent information right now. It's such a gift, and so thank you. And I'm really happy to be here right now with all of you.
Oh, absolutely. You said powerful. I feel charged right now. I just feel charged. I mean, I can feel it. I mean, you know, you can feel authenticity, integrity, power, wisdom just flowing right now. The information is flowing. And I know, because you have such special gifts, I know that you're feeling supercharged right now because you have a whole team around you that you're communicating with and who will be communicating through you. So, man, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait to get to that part of the show. So, everyone, we're not going to keep you waiting too long, but this is what's going to happen today. Laurie's going to be speaking about reconnecting with your star family to assist in your ascension. Some of the things you'll experience, you'll reconnect and discover your star family. You'll understand the many benefits your star family can provide for you during your ascension. You'll awaken the remembrance that you are not alone during these powerful shifts. We made a contract with our star families to walk this path with them. You'll discover how to connect, feel, and hear and experience your star family, and also take a journey into Mount Shasta to connect with your star family and receive personal guidance for your unique path. And I know the questions are flooding in already. So I'm going to tell you right now, star 2 to raise your hand. We'd like to dedicate a large portion of the show, probably even, well, definitely more than normal, to readings, because so many of you already, your star family has been calling to you, and maybe you just haven't been listening, or you've been listening but you weren't quite sure. Well, here it is. So we're going to be dedicating a large portion of the show to personal questions. Star 2 to raise your hand. Laurie's going to be doing live readings. She'll be taking calls, connecting you with your star family, and providing any guidance to you that they may have for you. So star 2 for a personal question, or on the web. Put your question in on the web if you're not on the phone. And we will try. We really will try to get to as many as we can. So that's what we have planned for you today. But a lot of you, or many of you, might not have worked with Laurie before. And I've certainly done the quote-unquote formal introduction. But Laurie, it would be wonderful if you would share with the community who you are, how you came to meet your own star family, and how you came to be such a clear channel of the various star beings and Lemurians and the beings inside Telos.
Man, there's so much energy moving through my body right now. I'm like, whoa! It's amazing. Okay, so the Cliff Note version is, I really started doing my work about 2.5 years ago. And it all just sort of, I've always known that I was here to work with the ascension process since I was 13 years old. I've always known that it was the ascension. This is what we were going through. And it was going to have to do with, you know, assisting people into another sort of space and so on. But I lived most of my teenage years, 20s and 30s, shut off from that because I just couldn't figure out how to hold both realities. It was extremely challenging for me. So about a couple years ago, I finally committed to doing this work. And what happened for me was, because I had this innate knowing from a little child that I was here to assist in the ascension, when I committed to finally doing my work, and I didn't know what that was, I knew that no matter what, it was going to unfold for me. I knew that I was guided by not only aspects of myself, but beings around me that were going to make sure this happened, because I knew deep down I made a contract to be in this physical body to do this. And so how it sort of happened was I quit my corporate job. I was teaching yoga and trying to do my best to really trust and stay out of fear. And I was always really deeply connected to Mount Shasta. I'd been inside the Lemurian city of Telos once or twice before. And as I started committing out loud to myself and to these beings that were around me that I didn't even know who they were yet, by the way, I had no idea they were star beings. I didn't know they were Lemurians. I just knew that there were things around me supporting me. As I continued to commit in this blind faith, I started traveling into Telos. I started feeling like I was in these other spaces. I started kind of hearing Adama, who's a high priest of Telos, kind of start talking to me. And it all felt very natural and nothing that I was learning or practicing. It just sort of started to happen. And I started working with clients, doing more like spiritual counseling type stuff. And the next thing you know, I had a client that said, hey, can you take me into Telos? And I'd never done that before. And I knew that this was the next sort of opening. This is kind of the way our higher selves work, right? We don't really know how it's going to unfold. And then something pops in and you're like, okay, I'll say yes to this. I started bringing people into Telos, and I started understanding the intense power and unique availability that is inside these portals within Mount Shasta, which we travel in our etheric body. The etheric body is what we travel in our dream state. We all travel in our dream state all the time in all of our lifetimes on the planet. We just don't remember most of the time because we're asleep, so that our ego and our mind, our thoughts can sort of be pushed to the side so that we can receive whatever we're going to receive in our dream state. So when you move into these portals within Mount Shasta, you're very conscious and you start experiencing not only the Lemurians, but I started experiencing with these clients star beings, which I was not expecting. All different types of star beings were coming in and introducing or reintroducing themselves to their families that are volunteering on the earth plane. And that's when I started realizing, oh my goodness, this is much bigger than just Lemuria. This is this is remembering where you came from, out off the planet. And it wasn't until January that I started really channeling all of these beings. And it started when I was inside these journeys inside the mountain. And then it started happening just on a regular everyday basis, just walking around. I would run into somebody and all of a sudden I'd hear their star family. And I'm like, why are you guys talking to me right now? And they're like, you got to tell her this. And it was these beings. And I'm like, okay. And so I would share some information. And so it happened very naturally. And it happened, and it's, you know, when we start to do our purpose work, it's very natural. It's like, oh my God, this is, I didn't even have to learn this. This is just what I'm here to do. And so it's not like I have a unique gift, because the amazing thing about the human being is we are all connected and have the ability to connect all the time, 24/7, to all of these different energies and frequencies around us. I just happen to choose in this lifetime to come down and to sort of be a bridge and to remind us all as we're shifting in this ascension process that we're not from here, that we're not alone, that when we contracted to come into a physical body, we contracted with our star families. And we contracted with them to remind us over and over and over again what we're doing here. And in this process of ascension, how they can help us, how they can make this a little bit easier. And so for my own personal story, I actually didn't come from a star system most recently. I actually came directly from Source. And so there are many, many light workers that have come from Source and that have come from star systems and star, you know, and have star families here. There's a gamut of sort of volunteers and reasons for volunteering and being on the physical plane right now. And so I've been to many different systems. I've experienced many different systems as a spirit, as a light, as an aspect of Source. But most recent, when I dropped in this lifetime, I came from Source. I don't know if that's assisting me in being able to just sort of open up the channel for all these different systems of light, but it's just becoming more and more potent. It's becoming more and more easy. It's like as we're shifting into these higher states of consciousness, all of a sudden we're being activated, and it's like, oh my goodness, all of a sudden I can channel. Oh my goodness, all of a sudden I can feel different energies. You know, it's just naturally sort of happening for all of us. And so that's how it happened, and that's how it's continuing to unfold for me in this journey right now.
Wow. Beautiful story. And so you're a bridge, so you can help, you know, people connect with their star families. You know, I think it's so, the word is adept. The bridge is the perfect term for that. You know, you can just imagine, you know, the star family on one side and then us on the other side. We're just walking and connecting in the middle there. It's a tremendous service that you're offering, being able to do that. And we're going to get into the questions as well. I've got some questions for you, but you have something for us that you'd like to do to get the energies aligned for this call in the sacred space. I think you mentioned to me earlier, right before the call, that your guides were asking you to perform a process for us to get everyone aligned?
Yeah, so when I was sitting on the mountain earlier today, just inviting all of our star family, so everybody that's on the phone right now, everyone that's on this call, whether it's live or on the replay, your beautiful higher selves brought you in. And so I was honoring every single human being on this call right now, and honoring the ability to listen and hear their higher selves and to come on and to open themselves up to these beautiful beings that are waiting for these moments like this. And what all these different star systems were around me, they said, hey, can you do this meditation? And I said, no. And they said, no, you need to do this. You need to show people how to connect. So I'm going to do a really short, maybe hopefully within 5 minutes, quick meditation. And what this meditation does is, so one of the things that these star beings have shown me over and over again, and that I've seen with my own eyes, is that all of us, every human being on the planet right now that is connected to their star family, that came from a star system, has an energetic cord connecting them to that frequency, connecting them to that energetic frequency. Okay, it's, you can't see it. And it's the same sort of vision that you would have that connects you to higher self, to I Am Presence, and to Source, right? And so there's this, like, I call it like a lifeline. And so what happens is that you're constantly connected on an energetic level to these beautiful beings that are your family, that you left, that you came down to be a part of the earth plane, but to always stay connected to them. And so this energy is always in you. You have aspects of these, of the star family, the star system in you. And what's happening in our ascension process and our evolution and kind of raising our consciousness is that we're beginning to remember, we're beginning to feel that, we're beginning to know that. And so what these beings wanted me to do is to guide you through how to connect to this sort of tube, or kind of, you can see it however you want to see it, but it's just this beautiful kind of frequency of light that's constantly moving into you. And remembering, they want me to remind all of us that we are in preschool. Maybe some of us are in kindergarten or first grade or second grade, but this ascension process is like being in school. And humans want to go from A to Z. We want to already be seeing our families of light, communicating with them, hearing them, and we get frustrated when we're all the way in preschool and we can't get there yet. And so what they're trying to get across to us is that this takes a lot of patience. And it takes tiny little baby steps of kind of beginning to feel into, remember they're around us, and start to visualize this energy coming in. So before I start to call and do these questions and channel the, all these beautiful beings that are around for all of us, I want us to do this so that we can ground down into our physical bodies. So wherever you are, don't do this if you're driving, but wherever you are right now, I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to drop into your physical body. And when I say drop into your physical body, I want you to take your eyes, and I want you to bring your awareness down into your belly. And I just want you to start to feel your belly moving back and forth with your breath. And I want you to feel the earth really pulling you down, so you're getting very heavy. The more heavy we can get in this ascension process, the faster it's going to happen. So you're going to drop your legs and get heavy. You're going to drop the arms, let the arms get heavy. You're going to drop your shoulders, and you're just going to sink into your physical body. And then what I want you to do is I want you to bring your awareness up to the very top of your head where your seventh energy center is. And you can just intend for that energy center to open. It's already open. But when you intend for it to open, you're sort of bringing your consciousness to the awareness that it's open. And when we open that seventh energy center, we start to engage with and start to feel on an energetic level what's happening up there. One of the things that's happening that's flowing in, aside from your higher self and any other energies you may be feeling right now, there is a tube of light. You can imagine it as a tube of light that is starting to move, and when I say starting, it's just us starting to see it come in. It's always flowing through. But this light, this tube of light that's coming in, is directly connected to your star family. It's always been there. No matter how many lifetimes you've lived on this planet, it is a contract. It's almost like it's a law. This is your lifeline. It'd be like if you were diving off of a boat, and you have that long line that connects you. So no matter what, how far down you go, you always have that line to climb back up and find that boat. The exact same thing. And so as you're slowing your breathing down, bringing your awareness to the top of your head, perhaps beginning to visualize this light, don't worry about trying to see it or trying to really feel into it or what system of light is it, or you know, all the things the ego might do right now. the first step is to just have awareness and consciousness that there is this light that comes into you, that is your beautiful family, always connected to you, always flowing in. And they are also energetically around you right now. And so when you start to do this type of meditation, it takes 5 seconds. It's really quick and really fast. And all you're doing is you're bringing awareness and consciousness to the fact, to the knowingness that you're energetically connected to them no matter what, and that they are around you energetically all the time, regardless of whether you feel them, hear them, see them, understand them, experience them. It doesn't matter. So this is the first sort of little tiny baby step we can begin to take. And you can do this all the time. And it will, you'll start to feel it more and more. You'll start to feel the energy coming in more and more. You'll start to feel them around you more and more. And so before we open our eyes, just know that when I tap into the energies, when you call in and ask, or when you do a journey with me, I'm not tapping into your necessarily energy. I'm tapping into this light that's coming into you, this energetic frequency that's coming into you, and all of the beings that are around you right now that eventually in the future you will begin to feel. It is our birthright. This is where we are moving to. Every single one of you on the call at some point down the road in your ascension journey, you will feel these beings. You will know they are there. There is absolutely no doubt in your mind. And so what I'm going to do today on the call is tap into them. And the reason we're doing this now is so that you can sort of energetically begin to understand what's happening around us and within us during this call and after this call. And when you're ready, you can just open your eyes. Oof.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Do I have to? All right. I'll open and continue. Yeah.
Okay.
Wonderful place.
Let's, just learning, right? Just learning.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I like the fact that you said you tap into this this beam or this cord that's connected to top of our heads and connected to all the beings, instead of directly into ourselves, because you're really tapping into, you know, that source as opposed to just the person's individual energy field.
Right, yeah. Right. No, I'm channeling the energy all around them. These, you know, I did a really fast. Let me just tell you a quick tiny story about how I got to understand this. I did a QHHT one, quantum healing hypnosis therapy, and my higher self wanted me to see what's going on the planet in a big perspective. And so I saw all these ships, you know, all around, like thousands of ships. They gave me a big perspective. So I stepped out of this sort of field and matrix, and I was looking down, and I saw thousands of ships, right, swarming the Earth. And then I saw all these millions of lights moving down into these human bodies. And that's when I said, well, what is this? And that's when they told me what's going on and what's happening on an energetic level. It was pretty powerful. Pretty awesome.
What is going on an energetic level?
So on an energetic level, I mean, there's so many things going on energetically on multiple dimensions, right? So in terms of just your star family right now, there is a constant kind of activation and assistance in this process that we're moving through. So a lot of the things that are happening with us in our dream state is we are working with our star families. So many people will have dreams of, you know, they might kind of wake up and be like, oh, I was in this ship, or, oh, I felt like there were things in my bedroom, or, you know, I felt these energetic shifts throughout my body, or, you know, all these things that people are becoming more and more aware of in their dream state. It's their families energetically working with them in that state. because it's easy, there's not the ego and the mind that are distracting the human from receiving. And what we're learning is that we're going to start to consciously do this. We're going to start to consciously just sit and allow them to work with us on an energetic level, because what's happening is our four subtle bodies, one of the systems of light, the Lirans, they showed a client one time, maybe a week ago, that what's happening on an energetic level inside our four subtle bodies. So there's the physical body, there's the emotional body, there's the mental body, and then there's the light body, the etheric body. And these beautiful beings of light, the Lirans, were showing this client what is happening inside us right now. And what is happening is this, as we're shifting into higher states of consciousness, and I guarantee most of us on the call right now are feeling the intense energies that are moving into and on the earth plane, into our own physical beings. What's happening is as this energy is moving in, it is actually literally activating, expanding the etheric body, the light body, right? Because what's happening is we're going to start to merge the physical body that we have been living as for so long with this light body, right? Because when you meet higher dimensional beings, they are at a higher frequency and they're more of a light body. Okay, so in the fifth dimension, when you meet the Lemurians, they have a physical form. So they're standing there. You can see a physical form, but they have much more of a light body and less of a physical body. So kind of the opposite of us right now. We have more of a physical body and less light body, right? Mm. So what the Lirans were showing this client is our light body, our etheric body inside the physical is expanding. Kind of like it's starting to take up a little bit more space, right? As we shift into higher states of consciousness and higher frequencies. And what this is doing is that it is rattling, dissolving, kind of settling, kind of not squeezing out, but lessening the intensity of the emotional and mental bodies that have been a huge aspect of the human journey. Right. And so the emotional and mental bodies are starting to dissolve, kind of peel away. And so as this light comes in and as the etheric body and light body starts to expand and bring light into these two other bodies and the physical body, we are experiencing intense, beyond intense, crazy emotions, crazy limiting beliefs. Crazy egoic craziness. I mean, I don't even have words for what's going on with us all, right? And that is because it's so perfect, because that's exactly what is supposed to be happening. If this is happening with you, bravo, you're shifting, you're expanding. Your light body and etheric body is literally expanding inside the physical body. That's what's happening. And so these beings are assisting in that. They're making it a little bit easier without us even knowing it. And so now what we get to start to do is be aware of these beings and start to kind of navigate this process with them. Like, hey, can you do this, work on this? Can you work on this? Can you provide this for me? Can you show me this? Literally co-creating and moving through this with them.
Sounds like a wonderful world of possibility. Yeah. So you know, there's a couple of ways to do this then. So one is to work with someone like yourself, and we'll get into that later in the show and we'll answer some questions. But what about, you know, someone on their own? Is there a way for someone to begin to connect with their star family and then work with them? What are some of the ways that they can do that, if there is a way for them to do it without someone like yourself acting as a bridge?
Yeah, I mean, so yes. And this is what I hope to get across over and over again when I speak and when I talk and when I share is, how can we do this? How can we do this? It's extremely I consider this kind of relationship that we're beginning to reform with these star beings as one of the most kind of difficult or challenging aspects of our ascension, because these beings vibrate and are in a much higher dimension and frequency than we are. And so first and foremost, just understanding that component, and that will kind of take the pressure off of why am I not hearing them? Why am I not seeing them? Why am I not feeling them? Understanding that we are a very dense being right now. And these beings are very high, high frequency. And so it's extremely difficult to begin to feel that frequency. So the way we do it, again, being back kind of in preschool, is you have to begin to bring consciousness, bring awareness on an everyday basis that you have a family of light. Even if you don't know, you don't need to know who your family is. You don't need to know that. Just know that you have a family of light, that you have a star family that is around you. If you can just remind yourself of that, first and foremost, right? Okay, I've got this family of light. I've got this. Again, you can't go from A to Z or A to L. You've got to start where you are. And where you are is, wait a second, I have a family of light. I have a star family? Yes. Okay, let me start there. Okay, so consciously throughout your days, throughout your weeks, just reminding yourself, right? And reminding yourself. And then what you can begin to do is to invite, invoke, bring them in. And when I say bring them in, you're not going to see them. They're not going to be this form in your living room, you know, these lions or whatever image that you have of these star beings. That's not necessarily going to pop in. Okay, again, we're not going to go from A to L. We're starting at an A. And so you're just going to bring this awareness that you're inviting them in. When you invite them in, right, they're already there. But when you invite them in, you're consciously saying, hey, let's communicate. Hey, I'm right here. Hey, I know you're here even though I can't see, feel, or hear you, right? So first you acknowledge that you have a star family. Second, you start to invite them in over, 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 and over again all the time. It's a constant kind of repetition. Third thing you can do, that meditation we did today, do that as often as you want, as often as you can. Start to feel. Every single one of us are energetic beings. We can feel. We can absolutely feel these energies, right? You just have to allow yourself to open to it and trust. Start trusting, because no one's going to come to you and say, hey, you did it. That was it. You felt them, right? There's no one that's going to do that. So you have to really start to trust, which is a huge part for us. When you go to bed at night, that's a really open and activating time. You can start to call them in, start to feel energies around you. We're a little bit less sort of guarded when we're about to go to sleep, and so you might be able to feel them. And again, it doesn't matter if you necessarily call them by name. Just say your star family. Invite your star family in, and whatever they want to do or whatever you want them to do for you. And it takes practice. I mean, this ascension process and learning how to live in these other dimensions and other realities and other paradigms takes practice. It's just we are evolving, and this evolution takes a lot of practice and a lot of patience. So those are the kind of baby steps that you can begin to do. And if you just keep doing it over and over again, I promise as we shift and as you continue to stay open to this awareness, you'll start to feel, it'll start to happen. Miracles will start happening as well with them. It's just a very slow process, and humans have a hard time with patience. And so it does take a ton of patience to do this.
Thank you.
Most of us don't just, you know, I mean, the only reason why I have this ability is because I raised my hand and, you know, and said, yes, I'll do this, and this is what I want to do. That's the only reason, you know. Otherwise, it would be very hard for me as well.
Yeah. And you incarnated for this very reason. This is your purpose work.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this, because you've chosen to live in Mount Shasta, and I know that there's tremendous energy around the mountain itself. Mount Shasta is the earth chakra of the earth, right? Root chakra of the earth, right? So what is it about Mount Shasta? And everyone will be getting to questions really soon. I know that everyone is like, you know, question time. We're going to get to questions real soon. I promise you. But I just want to cover this cover this because I think it is important. So star two to raise your hand, by the way, or put your question in the question box. What is the connection between Mount Shasta and the star beings and Lemurians?
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, there are huge land masses that that are here on the Earth plane at this time to assist in our evolution and our ascension process. And what they are just these huge portals that have a very thin veil, which means that it's very easy for these higher dimensional beings to move in and out of it, right? And so they access the Earth plane through these portals. And so it's a little bit like it's physics, basically. It's really actually just physics, but it's also you have to start to expand your awareness into understanding dimensions and understanding portals and understanding that it's all energy. And if energy can slow its vibration down a little bit, it can move into a different dimension. And so Mount Shasta is a gateway for many, 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 many different beings to come in and out of our sort of reality, to assist in activating us, working with us, participating in this, bringing us into these spaces and into these portals so that we can actually experience them and feel their energy, begin to work with them. So when you use your etheric body, which we're all going to start to understand how to use, more and more. But when we use the etheric body is a light body. And again, the light body can move into other dimensions and other portals. And so when you move into a huge activating portal and gateway like Mount Shasta, you can begin to access the other dimensions, frequencies, portals, and beings that are accessing it as well. It's sort of like a big, huge kind of party that's happening right now where many different types of dimensions, frequencies of light can come in and experience this, including ourselves. And so when you go in there, I mean, you can experience dragons and you know, you name it, mermaids and the gamut of star beings. And I mean, there's so much to learn when you move in there and kind of wormhole your way into different portals. And more people are beginning to experience that in their dream state. You know, you can experience many different starcraft when you go in there. And so it's holding a huge amount of currents, like frequency right now for the Earth and for the shifting of the Earth. It's huge. It's like a big, huge college where all these dimensional beings are capable of kind of spending time in the same sort of field, even though we're all in different dimensions. That's how I experience it when I go in. It's like, wow, I can actually tap into many different dimensional beings in this beautiful portal that Mount Shasta has kind of designed for us. And so that's why when people come to Mount Shasta, there is this huge activation that happens. You know, you're tapping into the frequencies.
Yeah. Well, thanks for sharing. All right, everyone. So there are so many of you who have questions. So I'm going to ask if we can get through them fairly quickly. So we won't have like really long answers. I think that'll be best. But, you know, on the other hand, I also don't want to limit whatever's coming through. So, Laurie, I'll leave it up to you and your guides to control that part of it. And everyone, if you can also, as you call in, try to limit the follow-up questions so we can get to more people, because this is such a popular subject, really. A lot of people want to find out more about their star families. And of course, there is opportunity to work with Laurie privately, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But I'd like to be of service to as many people as we can today on this call. So star two to raise your hand, and we're going to go to the phones first. We're going to go to Cambridge, Massachusetts, 4386, Cambridge, Massachusetts. You're on live. And just start with telling us your name.
Judy.
Hi, Judy. Welcome.
How are you?
Hi,
thank
Judy.
You for taking my call. So this
yeah.
is also new for me. It's amazing. Mm. And I was interested in finding out if you were going to be doing readings now online.
Yes.
Well, if you have a question, absolutely. If you have whatever is popping up for you, what's simmering,
what was interesting to me is that you said that you came directly from source. And so mm-hmm. I was interested in finding out how common that is. And because you also were describing people coming, that everybody has a star family.
Yes. So there are a gamut of ways that we can come into the physical form, and it's most common, I would say, based on my experience with all the different clients that I've done, and just what I've been receiving from the beautiful beings of light. It's most common that the majority of us have come from star systems, most recent. And when I say most recent, that means when you decided to say, hey, I'd love to play around in that third dimensional world down there, you dropped in from the star system that was your family. And also knowing and understanding that you can look at star systems and star families as, like the world, right? There's all these continents and all these cities and all these countries. And when you reincarnate, you kind of go all over the place and experience many different cities, when you come in as a new, human, you go into a different country, you may go into a different city, you kind of go all over the board in terms of experiencing Earth. You don't go to the same city over and over and over again. It's the same thing with star systems, okay? So as a light being, as an aspect of source, you will experience yourself and your frequency and light in different dimensions and different star systems. And so when I say that you came directly from your star family most recent, that means that when you volunteered, you came into the physical body from that last system that you were at. However, there is a specific number of people that volunteer to come down with a very specific purpose, straight from source. These people, these spirits most likely are only here for this lifetime. And so they haven't had many incarnations. And this is not the same as a star seed, right? So there's a lot of people that have come into physical body for this lifetime and this lifetime only from a star system. It can get a little complicated. But you have to tap into what, if you're feeling like that source is like, wait a second, she just said something about source, right? Then that can be, that's like an aha moment, right? That's how you start to tap into your intuition. So you're just new at this, right? You're just opening up. You're just expanding.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh my God, my mind's being blown. But all of this feels
yeah.
like I've read this before. Like, oh, I know all
yeah.
this, but I need to like bring my radar down a little bit and get a little more specific, right?
Right.
And so it's very possible that you came directly from source. However, there's probably aspects of you that understand star systems, right? And so it's this feeling of like, wait, am I from a star family? Did I come from source? Like, what's going on? However, if you did come directly from source, you're going to have a very specific purpose, a very specific mission. You're going to have this intuitive knowingness since you were very young, that this has kind of been your path and this is what you're here to do. So in terms of tapping into your energy and kind of feeling into, it feels like you have, okay, so you can imagine yourself as like a pinball, okay, as a spirit, okay?
Yeah.
And you've pinballed all over the place. And when I say all over the place, I mean you have journeyed into many different systems of light. You've gone to source. You've gone to different systems, different frequencies. You've come back to Earth. You've left Earth. You've been very active in your travel, so to speak, as a spirit. I don't feel as though you've come directly from source in this lifetime now. However, you may have very recently, and recently is just a time frame for humans, but it's very challenging to understand that in spirit world. But you may have recently been with source. And so when I say source, you're like, oh my God, I was just there. I just experienced source. And the other thing that's coming through for me really, really fast with you is that you do go to source in your dream state a lot. And you're actually really, you're ready to go back. So you're
yeah.
done. It's kind of, you're really done. And so there's a piece of you that remembers the feeling of source. There's a piece of you that remembers, and you actually, your higher self takes you there all the time. Okay. In your dream state.
Yeah.
So you go to source all the time. Which is good and bad, but good because you get to experience source, but bad because you get to be on the third dimensional plane saying, this is horrific. This is not even close to that feeling, right?
Yeah.
So just know as you're kind of waking up to all of this, okay, you did come from, you do have a family of light that's working with you, but because of who you are, you're not quite, it's not a huge importance for you. What's most important is that you just get back to source. So what I would intend or what I would ask for is just that source energy. So when we did that meditation where you were connecting to the star family, I would connect directly to source. Okay. Because you came from a system of light, but for whatever reason, and I never question what comes through. It's more important for you to connect to source, and how you connect to source is you just envision sort of that heart space, that vibration of love that you feel, the vibration of love that you experience, to move through you. And this is for everybody on the call. I mean, anybody can connect to source energy, right? It's a pure love frequency. And it's bliss. And when you experience source energy, you don't want to leave. And so I would recommend
Beautiful.
Doing that.
Thank you
so much.
Thank
that
you,
was
Judy.
Incredibly
okay.
moving. Thank you.
Thanks, Judy.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Ah, beautiful. Let's go to some more. And so for those of you who joined late, you can ask Laurie who your star family is and any guidance they may have for you. So this is a great opportunity to just have Laurie tap in, give you the information and any guidance, and then we'll get to as many as we can. So let's go ahead and take another live caller. So let's go to let's go to 7951 is the last four digits of your cell phone. It looks like 7951. You're on live with Laurie.
That's me, Erjan. Hi.
Erjan.
Hi. Welcome.
Yes.
Erjan.
Wow. Yeah, Ian, you spoke to my mind. He's like, I joined late. What would I ask? And then he doesn't pick me any time. He's like, and this time you pick me, right? Not just when I say start. That's so great for this. Thank
there we
you.
Go.
Yeah. Yes. So, Laurie, thanks. I'm looking at your picture and trying to hear you and resonate what you say when you're talking. And so I listened to the previous caller and then the questions, and I also want to know about my star family, and I know what I had some Akashic readings done for me, and I know what my purpose in the spirit, but I don't have time or don't put the energy behind it and make it a reality in my day-to-day job and day-to-day life. So what is there as advice, or what should I start doing? Maybe you can help me with that kind of direction and guidance.
So there's two systems of light that are around you, okay? The Orion system and the Sirian. It feels like you most recently came down straight from the Sirian system, but you are also really, really connected to the Orion system. And what you need to know in terms of these beings being around you is that when you have the Sirians as your family of light, when you start to connect to them, okay, and connecting is just acknowledging that they're with you, you can start to ask them to, and what they're saying right now for you, I'll just get directly to the message, that the reality that you are living in can shift at any time. So you can begin, you can have the job you have, okay, and you can begin to allow yourself to be the light worker that you are in your everyday life. So if you can sit even for 5 minutes and just ask for the Sirian energy or the Orion energy to come into you, just that's all you have to say, you know, as you're driving to work, as you're filling up your gas, as you're going to the grocery store, I'm inviting the Orion and the Sirian energy to come into me. And it's not that it's already coming into you, but you're just allowing yourself to be reminded that you are not just this human being, and it doesn't matter if you're doing your actual purpose work that you think is your purpose work, because what they want you to understand is your purpose work is being a human vessel, walking the earth plane, activating other human beings. Okay. And so how you do that is that you're constantly reminding yourself that you're not just a human physical vessel, that you have these beautiful beings working through you, and that you can begin to do your purpose work by being a human being on the planet, just walking in your everyday life, asking to be of service. So when you wake up in the morning, you invite them in and you say, how can I be of service today? So you get out of this reality of I need to be doing a specific act. I need to be doing a specific purpose work. And remembering that you are the purpose. You are the purpose. You came down into a physical body right now to be here, right? You chose to do this. And it doesn't matter whether you're actually doing what you consider, the ego considers, purpose work. Your purpose is that you're in a physical body walking around interacting with humans that need to be awoken, awakened. Awoken isn't a word. Awakened. Yeah. So you can do it now. You can start right now. You can start right now. So you've got two systems that are very potently around you.
And be you who you are and just live your life the way you do and be connected to the guidance. And that's what I understand.
It's very simple. It's very simple. And what's going to happen when you start to do that is you'll start shifting. Things are going to start to shift. See, what's happening right now for a lot of humans, and it's just being a human, is that we futurize, right? So it's like, oh, I'm not doing it yet. I'm not doing it yet. How come I'm not doing it yet? I need to be doing it, right? So your focus is on the future. Your focus is on, I'm not doing it. When am I going to do it? How can I do it? What do I need to do? You know, so your thoughts are futurizing you. You're not in the present. And the gift of being in the present is to remember who you are. It's very important for you for whatever reason. They want you to really start to remember that you're not just your physical body. You're not just your physical reality, paying the bills, getting the gas, doing all those things. Okay? You're a light being in a physical form, activating the humans that you come in contact with. And you'll start to feel that more and more as you begin to ask them to come in on a daily basis and you begin to ask to be of service. Ask to be, instead of saying, what am I supposed to be doing? What's my purpose work? Start by saying, how can I be of service today? That's what they want you to know. They want you to really get into your head that you are more than the physical body. You already know you've lived many lifetimes, okay? You've put your work in. Let this be easy. Let them show you how graceful this can be and how you can walk into your quote-unquote purpose work by just staying present and saying, how can I be of service today?
Okay, thanks. That's good. Thank you.
Thanks, Ojung. What's up to you?
Thank you.
Great. Let's go to some web Q&A. We'll just go through them, and we'll see how it goes. All right. So this is David from Cleveland. I would like to know if Sirius is my home planet. I sense my soul family connecting with me lately. Thank you. David from Cleveland.
Okay, David, let me just tap in. So there's a huge amount of light beings around you, like a choir of beautiful light beings. And yes, it feels like the Sirians, so there's a lot of blue energy around you. So yes to all of that. Yes to trusting what you're feeling. Yes to trusting what they're saying to you. So a lot of times if your family is the Sirian family, they, once you start connecting, they're going to push you. So they're gonna really start to guide you, and so there's gonna be a lot of stuff that's gonna come through you, and it's not gonna feel like it's them, but it is them. So start to really listen to your higher self, listen to what you're feeling, what feels right, what feels good, what the intuition is telling you to do, because they're gonna start to push you really fast. So it's gonna start to happen really quickly. But there are a legion of these beings around you. It's beautiful. And so what they're just saying is to keep listening, keep feeling, keep feeling, keep feeling, and keep listening and trusting. And they're all right there behind you. Blue. There's a lot of blue, a lot of blue energy. Yeah. Have fun. It's going to go fast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Linda from Tucson. Who is my star family and what guidance would they like me to know?
Linda from Tucson. Linda from Tucson. Hold on. Okay, so your star family are the Palladians, and they're actually kind of jumping up for joy right now. So the Palladians are very cute. They're very similar to us. They're not too different from us in terms of frequency, and they're excited right now that you are opening and listening. So there's been this like little kind of tap on your shoulder that they've been doing. There's work for you to do. There's work for you to do. There's work for you to do. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And so hold that information, and don't try to push anything. But know that the Palladians are with you. The Palladians are very gentle. They're very fun. They have a great sense of humor, and they're going to start to gently move you. They want you to understand that the voice that you heard that said, get on this call today, okay, that's the voice you want to start connecting with over and over again. That's the higher self. And we, the Palladians, all star systems, connect through the higher self. They can communicate with you easily through their higher self. So start listening more and more. It's the beautiful Palladians. Call them in. They're right there. They're excited. They're clapping, literally. They're like, yay, she's listening. So they're really excited for you.
Great. Awesome. There's the connection, Linda. Okay, great. Chris with a K from Australia. Who is my star family, and do they have any guidance for me right now?
Oh, Chris, it's so obvious. Okay, so the Octurians are all around you. Oof, okay, there's a lot of frequency, a lot of energy coming through you, and a lot of energy in your headspace. So, you've got to ground down. So the Octurians are starting to communicate more with you. They're starting to, there's a lot of energy. Okay, so when I feel this kind of energy, it just means that there's a lot of energy moving through you, and you need to ground it. So you can imagine yourself as like a conduit, right, like a transceiver. I like to liken this to like when you plug in a lamp, if the actual like electrical current isn't grounded down, nothing's going to happen. You need to ground down. You need to get heavy in your body, and you need to start to like almost assimilate the frequencies and energies that are coming through. Right now they're kind of hanging out in your headspace. There's headaches, maybe some nauseousness when it comes through, maybe some dizziness, like that vertigo feeling. It needs to come all the way down to your toes and out your feet into the earth, so that you can start to hear them and move kind of with them and what they're trying to communicate and work with you on. So there's specific things that they're going to start to guide you towards. So it's the Octurians. Ground yourself. It's a huge amount of energy coming through you. So pay attention to that. Honor yourself for everything that's moving through you. There's a lot moving through you as well, energetically, on emotional and a mental level. And there's work that's in front of you. So there's a lot of work that's coming your way in terms of what you're here to do on the planet. So these beautiful Octurians are shaking you up, rattling you, and you're feeling it. So ground down so that you can really hold that frequency in. It's beautiful. Congratulations on hearing it, feeling it.
Yeah. Here's someone else from Cleveland. Anne from Cleveland. I would like to know any information or messages from my star family. Thank you so much, Anne from Cleveland.
Okay. So, and your star system, so I'm just tapping into it. It's very, it's a new system. So when I get new systems, I have to just tap into the frequency and the name. It's very heart-centered, very angelic presence almost. Very, very high dimensional frequency. So very much in this love energy, love frequency. Okay, it's the Andromeda. I love when it pops through. Okay, so the Andromeda system, very old system of light that you came from. So when we have volunteers, which is yourself from the Andromeda system, there's a lot of heart opening, heart awakening, love. There's a lot that you're going to be feeling, a lot more feeling. You're going to be feeling the pains. You're going to be feeling the sadness. You're going to feel a lot as you start to awaken, kind of open up and start to feel the Andromeda's coming, that energy coming through you. As a light worker, you're here to really expand that frequency. So that heart center, and love. They're also just letting you know that there's a lot of trauma in that heart space that you've gone through. in this lifetime. Forget about the last past lifetimes. So there's a lot of trauma that they're healing for you in the heart space specific, so that it can kind of open up and expand. So just know that if there's emotions, if there's memories, if there's kind of experiences that you're feeling in that heart space, just let it come up that they're doing this work for you to really open that, because that's where you're going to be living. That's where you're going to be doing work. And when I say work, it can literally just be walking outside and interacting with another human being from that heart space. But the Andromeda beings, when they come onto the earth plane, it's all about love. It's all about heart-centeredness. It's all about this collective sort of unity consciousness. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So be gentle with yourself. Be really, really gentle with yourself as that heart starts to open up again.
Yeah, thank you for that. Janet from New Zealand, what is my star family? I'm 76 years old and would love to know before I transition.
Janice or Janet?
Janet with a T in the end. Janet.
Janet. Your stars. Well, you're a very you as a spirit. On a side note, you have experienced more than many spirits on the earth plane. So you've had many, many lifetimes. And you've experienced the gamut of what this earth has to offer. So this is absolutely the last sort of hurrah in a physical body. And it feels like let me just tap into who's around you and the frequency and system that is with you right now. So you have a bunch of different systems around you. So what I'm trying to do is tap into the one that you came directly from. It feels like it's the Antares star system, A-N-T-A-R-E-S, Antares star system. I could be spelling it wrong, but just know that there are actually a bunch of other beings of light that are around you. So you may be feeling a lot of different star systems around you. Like, oh no, I feel like I'm connected to the Pleiadians, or no, I feel like I'm connected to Sirians. There's a bunch around you. But in terms of like where you directly came straight down from, you're also not going to go back to that same system. Not to complicate what's going on with you as a spirit, but like the very first caller, you travel around a lot. So you're not necessarily going to go back to that same system. But the Antares system is the system that's connected to you on that energetic tube. But there are a bunch of other systems of light, star systems that are around you, holding you in this last sort of, part of this life journey that you're on right now. And good work. You've done a lot of work for the planet, by the way. A lot of work for the planet. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. Here's some feedback from Chris from Australia. Chris says, Laurie, you are so spot on. I've been experiencing a lot of headaches and nausea, and I know there is a lot of energy flowing to me and through me. So thank you for your reading. Spot on.
Yay.
Thank you. So everyone, we're going to come back to some reading because we did promise that. But I'm going to give Laurie a quick break because I know it takes a lot of energy. So what I'd like, Laurie, for you to do now, though, people are very curious how they can work with you and what you are offering. So I'm going to let everyone know how to access your offer. So everyone, if you're on the webinar page, you go ahead and click the special offer button underneath Laurie's photograph, and that'll take you to a page that says reconnect with your star family to assist in your ascension. So that's the page that you'll be on. If you're not on the webinar page, you'll need to type it in. And it's WOTA Summit, WOTASummit.com/Laurie, L-O-R-I-E. Make sure you put an E on the end because we had another Laurie on the show without an E. So if you want to look at the right page, you'll need to make sure it's L-O-R-I-E. So it's WOTASummit.com/Laurie, and that will take you to this offer. And Laurie has two offers, an option one, which I'm going to ask her to tell us about, and then option two, which includes a private session to work with Laurie. But I'm not going to tell you about that because Laurie is much better at sharing what is going to take place in that session. So go ahead, Laurie. Tell people about these options, if you don't mind.
Fabulous. Okay, so the first option is 12 recorded journeys. And each one of these journeys were done intuitively and in the moment, meaning I closed my eyes and the Lemurians and Star Beings took me to where I needed to go and what needed to happen. And the first six are journeying into very specific temples that are within Telos. And Telos is the Lemurian city, holds a fifth dimensional frequency that's inside Mount Shasta. And so each journey goes into a specific temple that holds a specific sacred flame. And with that sacred flame, there is a specific ascended master or masters that are kind of holding that flame. And so when you journey in, you get to experience the energies and frequencies and healing qualities of that flame, along with the ascended master or masters and any other angelic beings and guides that will be there with you and assist you. So each there's six of those. One is the Will of God Temple, the Illumination Temple, the Crystal Rose Flame Temple, let's see, the Ascension Temple and the Resurrection Temple. Oh, and the Violet Flame Temple. And if you go on to the page, you can read a little bit about what each of these temples will do for you. So each one has a very unique purpose. And they're about 60 minutes each recording and each journey. And it's also a really beautiful way to start to experience traveling in your etheric bodies and experiencing these frequencies in a conscious way. The other six are experiencing more of the star energy and Lemurian energy as opposed to the ascended masters and the flames. These six journeys are very unique with very unique purposes and outcomes for them. All of them are working with the Lemurians and the star beings. So in almost every single one, there are Lemurians and star beings that are guiding each journey. There's star activation chamber for one of the journeys. So you go into an activation chamber where they start to really vibrate your body, your light body. And you get to really feel these different sort of beings, these star beings. There's a beautiful one about illuminating your purpose, and you work with your guides, you work with your star family, and really getting clear on what your purpose is and learning how to illuminate that in your everyday reality. Lemurian Heart Temple, beautiful journey with the Lemurians. They take you into this really powerful, potent temple. There's a ton of angels that surround us, love us, remind us of what we're doing in the physical form. Sacred Lemurian Water Ceremony. This is a ceremony that the Lemurians have done, and this is a ceremony that you can go into and do where you can start to really manifest and intend very specific things in your life, and be surrounded by these beautiful beings while you're doing it. Higher Self Embodiment with Adama, so you get to experience Adama, the High Priest of Telos, this beautiful, amazing being who's volunteered to be a part of this ascension process with us. And he really gets to share with you your aspect, the higher aspect of you, which is your higher self, and how you embody it, what your higher self feels like, how you can bring it into your body more and more, the difference between like the physical form and the higher self and the etheric body. So he really assists you on a very tangible way how to feel that higher self. And so when you come out of the journey, you're a little bit more like, oh, that was my higher self. Okay, I got it. And then one of my favorites is the expanded version of you, which, again, these all just happen intuitively, so I never know. But this one was really powerful because it was a journey done by the Lemurians and the Star Beings, and they take us and they show us what it feels like to be in a fifth dimensional frequency and what it feels like to be in a third dimensional frequency. And they sort of shift us back and forth. And so on an energetic level, you actually get to kind of feel the vast difference in those two frequencies. So you kind of understand and get a really big perspective on what we're actually doing here, and how, and the difference in frequencies. Instead of it just being like, oh, I'm shifting to the fifth dimension, like, what does that mean? It's like, oh, no, you actually get to feel it. They actually take you from third dimension to fifth dimension and back and forth, back and forth. I loved that one. I thought that was amazing.
Wow, that sounds yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, it was fun. I was like, oh, my goodness, that's dramatic. And then, of course,
so that, yes, go ahead. Continue. No, continue. Okay. Don't let me stop you.
Offer B is all those amazing journeys. And then an individual session with me where we journey together in our etheric bodies into Mount Shasta, and we get to meet with your family of light, your star family. We get to meet with the Lemurians, and these journeys are very unique. So each journey holds its own purpose. Your higher self moves us through these journeys, and during these journeys, you tap into the remembrance of who you are on a much bigger perspective. You understand the lifetimes that you have lived on the planet. Maybe you learn that you've never lived a lifetime on the planet, that this is your very first time, and no wonder you're sort of feeling like an alien, or, you know, you've lived thousands of lifetimes, no wonder you're exhausted, right? So they answer all these questions about who you are as spirit, where you came from. You can energetically connect to them because we're in this higher frequency. You connect to their frequency. So one of the reasons these journeys are really, really important and why the star beings have asked me to do these specific journeys is to allow the human being to feel them on an energetic level, and that this perception that we have about them as being these, you know, these interesting forms, or, you know, sometimes there's this persona about them and a little bit of a fear, perhaps, of really experiencing them. It's just not the case when you go in and feel their energy on an energetic level. And so that's one of the benefits. And there's 1,000 questions you can ask them, and they answer. And I'm channeling these sessions the entire time. So just like I did during the questions, right? I just close my eyes, and we're in this portal, and then boom, 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 it just flows through me. And so you have an opportunity to ask questions, and, you know, depending upon your star family, they all answer a little bit differently, and they all share specific information differently depending upon who you are and your path and why you're here and all this stuff. But you get guidance, you get messages, and the most frequent feeling that the clients have when they come out is this feeling of like, oh my God, I can relax. Oh my goodness, everything that I've kind of intuitively sort of known has been validated, has been verified. It's like you just have this sense of relief. And then there's clarity. There's a lot of clarity around certain things. What's next? How am I supposed to get there? How do I connect? How do I hear my higher self? How do I get through this relationship issue? How do I move out of my job? All these really specific things that the ego needs to know. These beautiful star beings don't necessarily give you the handbook and say, here's your step-by-step process, but they give you the overall sort of energetic feeling around it so that you can kind of relax. And on a totally different, you know, level, they're really fun. I mean, it's an ability to travel in your etheric body consciously and experience these portals and these beings. I mean, eventually we'll all be able to do this. This is an absolute part of who we are as multidimensional beings. So there will be a time where we can all journey into all of these different spaces. I mean, we've done it. If you ever lived on the planet in a fifth dimension as a fifth dimensional being, you've done this. You know, you've been able to experience and move through portals, right? And all kinds of stuff. But as a third dimensional being, it's like extremely challenging, but we're moving there. So these journeys are like a little kind of getting your feet wet in terms of like what's coming in our future and how we're going to start to move through these dimensions and portals with our etheric bodies. Obviously, we can't quite do it in our physical bodies. And then eventually we'll be in the fifth dimensional frequency where it'll be like common knowledge. We'll just be able to do this very naturally, like taking a shower or eating dinner, right? Just what we do. And so it's really fun. It's I don't know how I can do it. It's just what I do. This is what I contracted to do. But it is fun, and it can be very emotional as well, because you really feel how much you're loved. You feel how much work you've done for the planet and humanity. You feel the sacrifice. You understand the sacrifice you made to be here in the physical body right now. I mean, it's a huge sacrifice to be here. And there's a huge amount of love that you have for humanity if you're here right now in physical form, remembering who you are as a light worker and all the work that you've done in the past and all the work that you're continuing to do. It's really powerful to remember that and to understand who you are on this, other dimensions or other realms, other aspects of you, I should say. So many other aspects of you. And so, you know, I always trust and know, and I'm always guided by your higher self. So, you know more than I do. So I follow your, you know, the other day I had a journey. It was fabulous. This woman came in and I've never experienced a dragon inside these portals. I know they're around. I've just never experienced it. I've never had a client that needed to experience it. But this woman was so connected to the dragon realm, and she had a guide that was a dragon. And so the next thing I know, I'm like, oh, Lord, there's a dragon here, and apparently this is one of your guides, and apparently we're going to get on this dragon, and you're going to show me all around. And so the journey kind of took on a totally different experience than what I'm used to. This woman had been inside this portal for many, many, many lifetimes, and so she was showing me all these different places and on this dragon. And we came out like, what the heck just happened? Like, that was amazing. But that was what her higher self, you know, her higher self needed her to do that, to have that, to remember that. And so I don't do anything. I get out of the way. And also, you know, there's a lot, sometimes there's questions of, well, what if I don't know how to do this? Or what if I can't do it? There's no such thing as can't do this, because your higher self brings you here, connects you to me and to this ability that I have to take your etheric body, regardless of how resistant you may be, regardless of how loud your ego may be. And I guide you in, and it doesn't matter where you come from on the planet. It doesn't matter what your beliefs are. It doesn't matter how loud and strong your ego is. It doesn't matter what sort of experiences you've had in the past. You go. You just go. And then the next thing you know, you come out and you're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it worked, right? So there's no such thing as these one-on-one journeys not working or you can't do it. It just magically, I don't know how, it just works. And I've done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these kinds of journeys, and I've never left anyone behind.
Wow.
They're awesome. They're amazing. They're amazing.
Yeah. Wow. Beautiful. Yeah. Wow. What a way to be of service. So thank you for, you know, coming directly from source with that, I guess, as a contract to serve in this way. So I want to hear from every one of you who goes on these journeys. Just a little note.
What happened?
Beautiful, beautiful. So those are two options available to you that you can, man, you've got to do both. I mean, you got to do option two. I mean, how could you not? How could you not?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
How could you not?
I mean, just
I mean,
do
come
it.
On.
If you do the recordings and you don't do the second one, I mean, it's like a teaser, you know. The journeys are like, okay, you can practice this, but let's really do it. You know, they're very different. The one-on-one is very powerful in terms of it is all about you. You are front and center stage, and every single thing that you need to hear right now for your highest and best good, regardless of whether you want to hear it or it's what you're expecting to hear, is given to you. And if you're feeling that calling of, you know, that, oh, I think I need to, but I'm not quite sure. I don't really want to spend the money. Money comes and goes. Money flows. It's an energy. It just comes and goes, right? If your higher self is saying, you need to go in, you need to hear these messages, you know, we're tapping on your shoulder. It's time. It's a catalyst. It's a jolt. And especially 2 days before we move into this extremely potent portal that we are being pushed out of, right? We're all prepping for this sort of push. We're all prepping for this really potent portal that we are literally like bursting out of in the next 3 days. So this is you're probably hearing some intense messages coming through, and so come in, let's go. It's clear messages that come through.
Yeah,
and it's
meeting,
just really
meeting,
a big, it's a bigger picture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, meeting with your star family, just getting that guidance is so key, especially now with Laurie saying with the energies that are here. And
oh
of
God.
Course, the eclipse energy, it lasts longer than just, you know, the day. You know, it certainly lasts quite a bit longer. It'll be with us for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, it's strong,
oh, my goodness.
Stronger, but it'll certainly be with us quite a long time.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah, there's
well,
no going back.
But, yeah, but it's all incredible. I mean, even those, yes, absolutely, do this session. But those recorded journeys, I mean, 12 of them to the various temples and the various chambers, and then the expanded version of you where you get to see or feel the difference between 3D and 5D. I don't think anyone's even offered anything close to that. Well, certainly
yeah.
hasn't given voice to that, you know, on the show and the various shows that we've held. So this is an amazing opportunity to feel something like that. I think it's a beautiful, beautiful offer. Yes, do the option two, but option, you know, it's not just about working with you. There's so much value, and you can have those MP3s, those recordings forever. You know, put them on your
yeah.
phone, take them with you. Take them with you somewhere. You know, if you've been listening to the show, everyone, you know that I say, go find your favorite tree, and hopefully it's not in cell service, you know, where no one can bug you, and go into the wilderness, go into the mountains, download these to your phones or your iPad or wherever, and then listen to them, put your headphones on and just journey, just travel. I mean,
yeah.
beautiful stuff. So
yeah.
Thank you for this offer. I am excited. I'm excited.
Yes.
Because I think it's a great opportunity, not just opportunity, it's a great experience to be led by someone, you know, by Laurie, to meet your star family and to get messages
yeah.
and have the translator right there, you know, so the guide and translator all in one.
Yeah. And if I can say one more thing that's coming through, you know, speaking of these potent energetic shifts that we're going through, sort of like we don't really have any control any longer, it's just happening. These journeys, you know, I'm thinking about them now and I'm like, wow, these are really amazing tools that we can use right now and really help assist us. Because there's so many activations, there's so many clearings, there's so many healing aspects of these journeys. There's so much good juice and so much that can assist us as we are kind of wailing around in these transitions. You know, you can put on the Violet Flame Temple and boom, just like that, you're connected to Saint Germain, you're connected to that, the transmutation flame, and you can start releasing things, right? And just like, okay, I'm breathing through this, right? So there's, and the Will of God Temple, you turn the Will of God Temple on and you start to remember and feel how powerful and activate and how powerful your ego is, right? It's like, oh my God, I can really tap into how potent my ego is and how my higher self wants to come in. And you start to feel the difference between the ego and the higher self on an energetic level and how both of them, the roles they both play, you energetically feel that on that journey. They show you that. And so it's like really tangible ways to start to kind of practice and tiptoe into these new paradigms, dimensions, and realities that we're moving into.
Mm.
Perfect tools right now.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Did I understand, Laurie, that you were also going to take everyone on the call through a process into Mount Shasta?
Oh, God, I wasn't planning on that.
Okay, no, that was probably the meditation in the beginning. I probably misunderstood. Well, okay. Let's do some more readings. Let's do the readings.
Okay.
Let's do that. Okay. So I'm going to go to the phone, and we're going to go to someone very close to me in the state of Washington. This is Port Angeles, Washington. 2474, the last four digits of your phone number. Hello? Are you there? Not there. Okay. Let's go to, I've said this before, Sukasana, New Jersey, 7431,
The
last four digits. Hello.
Hello, this is Olha. Well, I would like to know if I have any messages from my team, and of course would like to know who is my team.
Yes, okay. One second, let me tap in. So you have a group of okay, hold on. I'm tapping into all the energy around you. So hold on a second. I'm just going to ask you to, can you just close your eyes and settle in for a moment? Like, just close your eyes and just like breathe. There's a lot of energy around you. So you as a spirit, when you contracted into this life and this physical body, this last lifetime, you designed a team of guides that are very unique and very different, many different types, coming from many different sort of systems and also on the earth plane. So there's a lot of saints, kind of pope-like beings. There's a lot of angels that are around you. You have a huge amount of angels. And then you have your system of light, but your family of light is sort of above these this team that you have, that you call it, around you. And so let me just tap into what information, what they have for you. Are you religious? Do you go to church?
Occasionally. I'm not very religious, but yes, but I believe. I'm a believer.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's something about, like, one of the stronger sort of energies that's coming through right now. Again, I don't question what comes through. I just share it. It's, you have a guide that is very much like almost like a pope or a saint, that is coming through more than any other sort of being right now. And let me just feel into what's going on and what they're saying. So you've actually lived lifetimes with this saint, with this pope-like figure. You've contracted with this being to be in your life in this moment, in this time, in this lifetime, to assist you and to guide you. So there's something about reconnecting with this energy, reconnecting with this, and it's not that it's a religion, right, or going to church type of thing. It's more of like there's an innate intuitive knowingness inside of you that is connected to this sort of wisdom, okay, this sort of knowingness, kind of like the rules of the land or how to live in a more peaceful, loving way. There's so starting to tap into this, starting to listen to this, he's very, very loud. He's very powerful. He's very strong, powerful in the sense of potent around you. So starting to tap into him. This is somebody that you've contracted and been with in many lifetimes. And he's around you. And he's the reason that you came into this call. He's what wants to come through. You're going to shift the way you're sort of living your life, it feels like, okay, in terms of like how you speak, how you communicate, how you interact, how you make choices. It's like you're going to be softening into this heart-centered space or more of an intuitive knowingness space, as opposed to the space of kind of like anxiety and just trying to survive. It's like he wants you to understand that you don't need to live in this survival mode anymore, this anxiety mode, this protective, like, what's coming next? I have to protect myself. I have to prepare, right? It's like, okay, you need to settle in and soften into this space of where you're, it's like he's trying to get you to move into this heart space this these knowingness, these tools that are inside you. It's hard to explain. He keeps showing me like a book, like there's this knowingness of rules or laws or ways of being on the planet that he's trying to remind you of. And so my message to you would be to start to invite him in and start to feel this inside you. And there's an intuitive knowingness inside of you that holds this information that's coming through for him. And again, this is somebody that you've lived many lifetimes with, and he's here right now. You guys have contracted together for him to guide you through this last part of your journey in this lifetime, to make this easy and graceful for you. So tapping into that, inviting him in, invoking him in, listening to how he's going to guide you. It's like there's an easier way to do things going forward. He wants to show you that easier way. It doesn't have to be a struggle. It doesn't have to have anxiety, stress, things like that. So he keeps saying to me, to remind her of the book, remind her of the book, remind her of the book. I don't know what this means, but there's some sort of book that you guys understand or know, and it has laws and ways of being on the planet in a physical body that you're being asked to remember.
Thank you. Thank you, Lori.
You're welcome, beloved.
Thank you, Ola. Much love. Go get the book. The book.
Go find that book.
Beautiful. Go find that book, yeah. Well, I'm going to see if Port Angeles is back here. So, Port Angeles, are
hello?
You back? Fine.
Hello?
Are you back? Hello?
I'm here.
Okay,
hello?
Great. You have
okay.
Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Good.
I thought I had
to
press
were...
another button to speak, but I don't. Okay.
No. Is this Janice?
This is Janice. Hi.
Hi, Janice.
Hi,
I can
Janice.
See you from Orcas Island
Hi.
Here. Okay,
but
you're in live with Lori.
I didn't hear what you said. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
He can see
What's
you.
What's your question?
Oh, okay.
What's your question
My
for
question
Lori?
Is, am I from a star family? What's my path? I'm just in a very confused state and I need some clarity.
So many of us are there. Okay. So first and foremost, just know that you're not alone in that. That there are millions of people that are in that same space. So there's the Palladian system that's all around you. Palladian. And Lemurian. There's a lot of Lemurian energy around you. You've lived on Lemuria. You've had Lemurian lifetimes. You volunteered. You've been on the planet for a very long time. You've had many, many lifetimes. And in this lifetime, let me just tap into what they're saying for you, what they want you to hear right now. So a lot of this is about releasing, so starting to release and starting to get conscious of the thoughts, the beliefs, the consciousness that you're holding, meaning in your everyday life, they're trying to get you to see and they're saying, have her become aware of her thoughts, have her become aware of her thoughts, have her become aware of her thoughts. So what happens as a human is that we are programmed to sort of be desensitized to our thoughts. So our thoughts just run our lives and we're not conscious of them. Okay. And we just sort of do our everyday life. And the thoughts are controlling our reality. The thoughts are controlling how we experience our realities. And the first thing they want you to really start to hear and settle into, okay, is that you're done with the struggle. You're done with the past. You've lived a very challenging life, right? You've lived a very kind of, not hard, but struggle. And so you're still in this space of, it's almost like you're clinging, you're gripping tight. What's next? There's a grip. There's a tightness. Okay. And so what they're trying to get across from you, and they're thanking you for listening, by the way, because you did listen. You are listening. You are able to hear them. Okay. But your thoughts are really loud. And so first and foremost, they want you to try to settle into hearing them, all of them. Start to get conscious of your thoughts. Start to get conscious of your thoughts. The way you shift into another reality and into another space okay, mm-hmm. is to become conscious of your thoughts. And when you start to shift and get conscious of your thoughts, you're going to have a choice. You're going to start to say to yourself, is this what I want to think? Is this what I want to, is this my belief? Do I really believe this? Is this really what I want to create? Is this really what I want to see in my life? Okay. And they're going to move you. They're going to move you. They're going to move you. And when I say they're going to move you, they're going to shift you in a very subtle way. So it's about releasing this grip onto this anxiety, this stress, this what am I supposed to do? Why am I not doing it? I need to be doing it. What's going on? Okay. Remember this. Okay, let this settle in. And this is for all of us on the call right now. You volunteered and contracted to be in a physical body. There's no mistake. There's no, is this going to happen? Am I supposed to be here? What's going on? Okay. It's all divine. It's all perfect. Okay. You're waking up and you're remembering. And there's anxiety and stress and a desire to get to Z and you're at A. It's a step-by-step baby process. First and foremost, give yourself credit for being on this call. Give yourself credit for remembering that you have a star system. Give yourself credit for asking the question. Okay? Give yourself credit for these tiny little steps. And start, they really need you to start listening and looking at your thoughts.
Okay.
Seems like a stupid thing. It's like, oh, great, how's that going to help me, right? Okay, look at my thoughts. But honestly, it's a major game changer. Because what it's going to do is it's going to allow you to see what's been controlling you. And you're going to be able to, from this place, make a choice. And also,
okay.
young lady,
yes.
you are hearing them. You're just not believing it. So your thoughts are so loud that every once in a while there's this little thing that pops in, but your thoughts are so loud it's distracting from that little voice that's coming in. But you're hearing them. So can you quiet yourself as well? Can you start to just quiet yourself and also trust? So you don't have a lot of faith in yourself and you don't have a lot of trust in yourself. Most humans don't. It's very challenging for us to trust ourselves and to know that what we're hearing, feeling, and experiencing is real. But it's time to really start to trust that. Trust what you're slowly, tiny little increments of information that's coming in. It's kind of like on the back side, like the right-hand side of you, there's these little trinkets that are kind of being dropped in. These little nuggets are being dropped in.
And I
okay?
do hear it.
yeah.
I mean, I do hear it. I do. But to be conscious of my thoughts, because I get rambling thoughts. And not so good thoughts about myself and what I'm doing and da-da-da-da. So
yep.
it's just being aware of those thoughts,
yep.
being conscious of
yep.
those thoughts, and
yep.
saying, no, that's not where I want to be, if it's a negative thing for myself.
More than anything, it's bringing awareness to it, right? Like, oh, my God, look at what I'm thinking. What a second. Look at what I think about myself. Holy cow. It's like you're taking a bigger perspective, okay? You're stepping out of the human ego, and you're watching
okay.
yourself say all these things to yourself, and you're like, oh, my God, this is so sad. Like, I'm so sorry. And you're still experiencing it, right? So it's not like you're going to stop them. It's not like you're going to say, no, I don't want to think these things, right? You're watching it. And as you watch as an observer, from a kind of like a bigger perspective, looking down, being like, oh my God, look at what I'm saying to myself right now. Oh my God, look at what I'm telling myself for the 13,000th time. That's step one. Just being aware of it is step one. And
okay.
then you can start to say, wait, what would be the opposite of that? Like, what would it feel like if I thought something different, right? It's not
okay.
pretending or forcing yourself because that's not real. You're not really feeling it. But what if you just said to yourself, what is the opposite of you suck and you're not doing your purpose work and you're wasting a lot of time? First of all, you're going to watch that and be like, oh my God. Okay. Thank you. Great. That's not helping. And then you're going to say, okay, what if I started to think everything is divine? I'm being guided by these beautiful beings of light in my higher self and I'm okay. Right?
Okay.
So you just start to kind of become conscious, very conscious, and you don't say, no, I'm not thinking that way. You can't think that way. Shift your thoughts. You don't do that. You just say, awesome, thank you. Okay, now what if there was a different way? What if there was another path over here and I could say to myself, right? But you have to kind of transition. It's not easy to all of a sudden think this other way, right? You're transitioning. You know, you're moving. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, because I've actually been kind of working on trying to change my thoughts. And becoming, I have been working on trying to become aware of them. But I think I've been, like, more stern on myself.
Yeah.
When I say
beautiful.
That. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're stern and you're very controlling, and it's like it's a beautiful human aspect. It's, we all have it. We all beat ourselves up. We're never doing it right. We're never doing it good enough. We're never doing it fast enough. We suck, and we're never going to do it, right? Those are really popular belief systems. And what's being asked of you, and congratulations for becoming aware of this, what is being asked of you by your higher self and by these beautiful beings of light is to begin to shift out of it. That's why we're talking about it right now. We're talking about it because your higher self and you, your ego, your mind, are ready. They're ready. They're ready. You're ready. So you just take baby steps. It's like, oh, okay. Okay. And it slowly opens up. What you're here to do is slowly going to open up. It's going to happen. It's just we have to learn how to get out of our own way. We have to learn what we've been in order to shift out of it. But first, we have to be really aware of what we're in order to shift out of it. And we have to love and have compassion for what we've been programmed and designed to live as in this very dense third-dimensional world. We have to give ourselves compassion. We agreed to this, you know, and now you're trying to peel back the layers and you're beating yourself up for being in something that is not. It's not your choice. I mean, it's your choice, but it's not, you know, you don't have any control over it. It's just part of being a human, right?
Okay.
So have compassion for yourself. Like, oh, what a great, how amazing am I that I'm beating myself up, but I'm aware of it, and I'm actually starting to peel back the layers, and it's going to take some time, but I'm going to move them into this other space. Abso-freaking-lutely, you will. And the next thing you know, you'll be in this other space. Just try not to beat yourself up as much as you can. Try to have just a tiny bit of compassion. And remember that this is all happening in a divine order perfectly. As this is your ascension. This is your waking up. This is your evolution. This is your consciousness expanding. This is it right now, right here. This is you doing it. You're actually doing it. This is it.
Okay.
This is it.
Okay.
Janice.
This is it. All right.
This is it, Janice.
All right. Okay. You're already doing it.
Okay. It's happening. Okay, thank you so much, you guys.
Okay, love. Bye now.
Love to you.
Aw. Yay, you're doing it. This is it.
Woo-hoo. We're doing it.
We're
so
doing
awesome.
It, everybody.
What a great message. Yeah, we are.
All right.
We are. Oh, my goodness.
What we agreed to. Yeah. Surrender. Detach.
Yes,
surrender, detach,
yes,
and just
yes,
accept.
Yes.
Beautiful. Well, it's been amazing having you on the show.
Oh, my God, it's been amazing. It's been so fun.
Yeah, thank you so much for your readings and sharing all about Telos and the star beings. It's been amazing, and your offer is incredible. I know that everyone's going to jump on that. Man, that's a great offer. All those journeys, and then the opportunity to work with you and go inside Telos and have you interpret and transcribe and you know, just help shine the light on some of the information that's coming through, guide people. Man, I should stop talking because, you know, you were so eloquent in the way you just explained everything. Go back and listen to the recording, everyone. Go back and listen to the recording.
Yeah,
which will come out later tonight. Whew. Oh, man.
Yeah. Wow. What a gift. Thank you so much, Ian, for doing this and putting this together and bringing us all together and allowing us to just remember that we're all doing this and that it's real and it's happening and we're remembering and awakening and, you know, all this knowledge and I mean, we're just putting the pieces together and just thank you so much for bringing this community together. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, oh, I forgot to ask you, do you have any time, either now or another time, to go to the Facebook group to tell people who their star families are?
Yeah, absolutely. You can do
awesome.
It right now after
okay.
the call.
Okay, so it's called the, I changed the name, it's called the Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. It used to be Hour of Reaction, but I changed it just today. Didn't mean to, but I did. Wisdom of
oh,
the
cool.
Ancients. It's the same link, the same page. I just changed the name because I felt like it. It's the Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. And so it'd be awesome if you can just go there and do like a reading that tells people who their star family is. And just
yep.
bam, 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 bam. That would be amazing.
Yep. Yep.
So go there, everyone. If you're not a member yet, it's the Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series, Wisdom of the Ancients webinar series. And ask to join. It's a private group if you haven't joined yet. And if you have joined, then just wait for Laurie to go on there. Laurie, the best thing for you to do is just make a post and say, okay, I'm here. Who wants to know who your star family is? Or whatever you're going to be answering questions on.
Okay,
and,
perfect. We'll do.
Yeah. And listen, everyone, you know, Laurie can probably jump on for a little while. And then, you know, she'll sign off when she needs to. And then if you ever want to come back to that same thread, you can do that. But thank you so
Perfect.
Much again for being here. It's been fun. It's been high energy. I mean, this is why we're here. So it's been awesome
mm-hmm.
having you, and we definitely would love to chat to you again.
Absolutely. Thank you,
yeah.
everyone, for being on the call. Thank you. So amazing.
Yeah.
We're doing
definitely.
It.
Yeah, all you beautiful shining lights, thank you for being here, and thank you for making a difference, stepping up to do your work and to hear the messages. And to hearing that calling where the divine says, "Hey, you should attend this call," and you do it,
yep.
you attend the call.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. And you know, go forth and just be amazing, be loving, be compassionate, be kind, be who you are, be your true self in the world. Just you
mm-hmm.
know, just imagine there's a bubble of light around your body that extends like. You know, it can be as great as you want, but just like 10 feet, for example. And anyone who comes into that bubble is just going to receive, you know, radiant love. You know, you
I
can make
that.
It as big as you like, but, you know, that's your bubble. That's your awareness. That's your presence. And carry that with you. And, you know.
I love that.
Just, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
That's
All
cool.
right. Beautiful. Beautiful Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth, Father Sun, the Ancient Ones, all the beautiful star families and divine beings who are here and with Laurie supporting us and guiding us. Thank you so much for being here. All the beautiful divine beings of love, life, power, and service. Thank you for being here and guiding us. All right, everyone. Much love to you. See you all again. Take care. Bye now.
Bye.